Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday. It is April 18th, 5:30. Ready for the weekend. It is Easter weekend, and I know Clark County schools have the day off, so I've got a very happy child sleeping in this morning.
Yes.
So a lot of people take off like the last, like the Thursday, the Friday, and then the Monday around Easter. I didn't realize how many people did that. And so I have some friends that are like, yeah, I've got the rest of the week off, and then I'll have to work on Monday. I'm like, really? We're coming in. So yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Do you have any weekend plans?
I am gonna be full-fledged volleyball all weekend. We usually are at an out-of-town tournament on Easter, so I'm really happy I'm gonna actually be in town, which is gonna be nice. But yeah, Red Rock Rave, I think that's the name of it. It's like it happens in two different weekends. There was one weekend that already happened back in March, and then this weekend. So I'll be at that. Of course, I'll be at Hop and Shop tomorrow, where we're going to have a great time. Hope to see everyone out there. But other than that, yeah, just kind of chilling this weekend. How about you?
Same, Hop and Shop tomorrow, and then just a chill weekend. I say it's a chill weekend, but really Hop and Shop is really busy. And then Sunday is a chill day for me. And I promised you I would report back on how my dance class went a couple days ago. And I was so excited. I was telling you that it was a weird thing that how this all brought up. I was telling myself I need to go back into dance. It was all to myself. I never said it to anyone. And then all of a sudden, a listener friend came up to me at the Vegas Thrill Game and said, hey, would you like to come to a dance class with me on Tuesday night? And I was at first kind of excited, nervous. I walked into the studio, and it was at a gym. So I walked into the gym. I've never been at this gym before. It was LVAC off 215 and Eastern. And she goes, you're going to love this class. I take this class, and it's like a dance class I've never taken before. And I did dance for like 20 years before radio. And then I walk in, and it's like 40, 50 people from all different ages, like 10 to age 80. There's an 80-year-old woman in this dance class, and it was so much fun. And the reason why I say it was so different, it's not like, here's the routine, learn it, and then let's do groups or whatever at the end. It was like a whole hour of just follow along, different songs, different routines and different moves. And you just had to like catch up and just watch. But the music, the energy, the people that took this class on Tuesday night, it was so much fun. It's like, you're not even really going to learn. You're going for the energy. And I loved it.
Is it like an exercise class? Since yes. It's at a gym? Okay. Gotcha.
Yes. And it was so fun. It was really good. Nice. And I think I want to go back.
Well, good. You should. That's awesome. I saw your picture and I was like, that's my friend that she went with to the class. Yes. I had no idea that you guys knew each other. And I was like, oh, that's so cool that they hooked up with each other. That's awesome.
That's right. You, her son and Sophie go to college together.
Yeah. And we've just kind of become friends throughout the whole process. We met on orientation night and then we just kind of became friends after that. But yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. It's always good to find something kind of outside that you can use for stress relief and use to just have fun and feel, you know, like you're a kid again.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. It was so much fun. And other than that, that was the fun highlight of my week.
Well, good. Well, hopefully we'll have more highlights coming up next week that we can talk about. We've got a lot to talk about on the show today. And I've got some really good news in response to a follow-up that we talked about yesterday. The little dog Atreyu that was left in a trash can confirmed that the suspect who did that has been taken into custody. We've got some details on that coming up this morning in the Hot 3. Let's get things started. It is time for the pre-show You Pick 'Em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Miss You Much by Janet Jackson? I'm not the kind of girl who likes to be alone. Do you want to hear One More Time by Daft Punk? One more time, I want to celebrate. Oh yeah, all right. Don't stop the day. One more time, I wanna celebrate. Or do you want to hear I'm Like a Bird by Nelly Furtado? I'm like a bird. Choices. Get your votes in here on a Friday. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or just text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, have you ever witnessed a meltdown over something totally ridiculous? Wait until you hear what I saw a kid throw a tantrum over at the Star. It's actually kind of funny, but we'll talk about it next. But first, the votes are in, and One More Time by Daft Punk is the pre-show You Pick 'Em.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show You Pick 'Em. One more time.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Have you ever been the witness to just a full-on meltdown? I'm talking like a kid meltdown, or maybe it's an adult meltdown, but it was funny because I was in Target the other day. I was just minding my business, probably walking too slowly through the home decor section like I always do. I always find stuff that I love there.
Love that
it's
place.
It's so cute. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I hear this like screech, and not a scream. It's a screech, it's like a tiny velociraptor in distress. It was the weirdest sound. And I immediately just kind of like look towards it. And there's this little boy, probably 5, in full blown meltdown mode. Oh. He's in the middle of one of the aisles. And we're talking tears. We're talking stomping, flailing, just a whole like toddler Broadway production.
Yes.
The kid is just going nuts. And I think I was staring a little too long. And I try not to do that. But when you see something, you're trying to process it. I was just like staring. And the mom noticed I was staring. And I felt really bad because the last thing I want to do is like shame a parent for just trying to parent, you know?
Right.
And so I'm looking and I just lost all track of my facial expressions. And the mom said, she catches me looking and I'm about to do that awkward, oh, sorry, I'm not judging, I promise, kind of smile.
Yeah.
And she just shrugs and she goes, he's crying because I wouldn't let him lick the shopping cart handle. And I just looked at her and I lost it. I started laughing and then she starts laughing and we're both there in the middle of the aisle, like kind of just chuckling about it. And she was like, I let him do it once and now he thinks it's his thing. And I was like, his thing? It's like it was like a family tradition or something.
I love how she said, I let him do it once and now he thinks it's his thing.
You really have to like pick your battles with kids. And sometimes I get it. You're just like, go ahead. If you really got to lick that handle, go for it. So she wouldn't let him do it anymore. He goes into meltdown mode. And I just gave her like that mom solidarity nod. Like, you know, I hear you. I am here for you. I have been there before and I was just waiting for his encore performance of his meltdown because it was hilarious. Have you ever seen a kid just completely lose it, or has your kid just lost it over something absolutely ridiculous? Not being able to lick the shopping cart handle, absolutely ridiculous. But the kids, the littlest things will set them off sometimes.
That's so funny. You're jogging a memory when I was at a grocery store and we were actually in line to the self-checkout and the mom was pushing her kid about 2 years old. He is in the little spot where kids can hang out on the cart. And I saw the whole thing go down. It was like, it started off really small and then it just out of nowhere, boom, it blew up. And everyone in the store was just like, what's going on? The little kid was crying because his mom was tying his shoelaces.
Oh, how dare you tie my shoes, woman?
He didn't want his shoes to be tied. And I was like, just leave them. You know, she's looking around and she goes, oh my God. And she's like, mijo, stop. I'm just trying to tie your shoelaces. And he goes, no, I don't want my shoes tied. And that's why I get why kids wear Velcro shoes now.
Oh my gosh. It just avoids so many arguments. I tell you, it's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is finally Friday. It is April 18th, 6:03. Big weekend for all the Catholics out there. Easter weekend. It is Good Friday. I remember I grew up in a Catholic like household and my grandma was very like strict Catholic and it was the whole no meat on Fridays kind of thing. She would make her red chili and there would be salmon in it instead.
Ooh.
And we'd all get together and have like, you know, the Easter bunny would come by and deliver, you know, eggs and we all had Easter baskets. And it was just like, I was thinking back, I'm like, oh man, that's one of why we were talking about cousins yesterday and
yes.
How there's a cousin shortage. Like I'd hang out with all my cousins and I just have such fond memories of being a kid during Easter time. It was so much fun.
I love that. I always think about like times with my family and something really close to my family that we acknowledge every April is Autism Awareness Month. And my mom's a huge advocate for it. And it's really close to my family because my 13-year-old nephew's diagnosed with mild autism. And I think that it's such an evolving thing. There's still a lot of things to understand, including me. I'm trying to learn so much about it and how to understand how my nephew views the world. And I love it because he's so interesting. He's so bright. He's so funny. But I think people might have a misunderstanding that it's like this one size fits all diagnosis. But really, it's a spectrum. And kids like my nephew might see the world differently. They learned the world differently. And I think that something that I would want to share with the world is that this is something that, yes, we're still learning about, but also how we're not trying to fix them. It's just how we want to try and understand them. They're different. And I'm still learning and I want to learn more about it. But something I wanted to shine a light on today.
Well, I think that it's definitely been a topic of discussion lately. If you've been watching the news and things that have been said about, you know, what are the causes of autism and some people's theories and some people's theories on what a person with autism has to go through in life. And I completely disagree with a lot of the things that have been said about it and just trying to paint it with a broad brush. I think you're right. It is a spectrum and it's different for everybody. And so, some people have different ways in which they fall on that spectrum. Maybe you're verbal, maybe you're nonverbal, maybe lights bother you, maybe sound bothers you, maybe you can literally look at something and memorize it on the spot. Like, there's just so many different kind of, it's not a one size fits all. And I know several people in my life that are on the spectrum, and I've just learned a lot about them and how they kind of navigate the world. And you live a totally normal life. I don't like when people kind of make it like, oh, you know, like,
yeah.
No, I just, it, some of the things that have been said in the news lately have really, really rubbed me the wrong way and bothered me. But yeah, it's a good thing to bring up with April being Autism Awareness Month. And you know, it's really important to talk about these things. And,
yeah.
And I think a lot of our listeners, I mean, we've worked with several organizations before. Grant a Gift is one of them that really sticks out in my mind and that just wants to bring awareness to it. So
yes.
It's really important.
I love that you gave us the opportunity to talk about it.
Thank you.
Oh,
of course. No, this is your show too, girl. You talk about whatever you want. So
No, I love you for that.
A lot going on the show this morning, guys. We have an early edition of Heads Up where we have a $100 Smart and Final gift card to give away. So that is happening in just a few minutes. But on the way next, we're going to do what's trending. The video of Haley Joel Osment's arrest on a ski slope is going viral, but now we know what led to it. From a chairlift mishap to a substance charge to an emotional apology, we have that full story coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Haley Joel Osment is trending this morning. You may know him as the little kid from The Sixth Sense. Well, he's speaking out after a video of his behavior at Mammoth Mountain started making the rounds. The actor was arrested last week for public intoxication and possession of a controlled substance. That happened earlier this month. And now we're seeing exactly what led up to it. In the footage, he's trying to board a chairlift, but he's not carrying a snowboard. He's got his helmet on, but it's on backwards. So obviously something is up. Crew member tried to stop him, but he refused. And then everyone was yelling at him in line, like, hey, get out of the way, because he was holding up the entire line.
Yeah.
And he eventually just fell to the ground after a guest was trying to pull him back. Witnesses say he just smelled like alcohol. He was fumbling with his gear and he was arrested shortly after. Police say the controlled substance he had on him is still being tested. Well, now he's addressing the situation. He said, I'm absolutely horrified by my behavior. Had I known I used this disgraceful language in the throes of a blackout, I would have spoken up sooner. And apparently he referred to the arresting officer as a Nazi. And some other not so great things. Anyway, he says the past few months of loss and displacement have broken me down to a very low emotional place. And what he's referring to is he lost his home and his belongings in the LA wildfires back in January. Not that that's an excuse, but he's been dealing with a lot. I guess he's also been dealing with insurance issues because he reportedly found a replacement home, but his claim was denied. Just a lot of stuff going on in his world. So he also said that's no excuse for using the disgusting words I use. From the bottom of my heart, I apologize to absolutely everyone that this hurts. What came out of my mouth was nonsensical garbage. I've let the Jewish community down and it devastates me. I don't ask for anyone's forgiveness, but I promise to atone for my terrible mistake. No word yet on charges. The case is under investigation, but I think a lot of people are we heard about the arrest. They saw his mugshot. It was pretty funny. He's smiling in it. And then now the video is out and now we're seeing kind of what led up to it.
Oh, I didn't see his mugshot. You said it's kind of funny.
Well, it's just he's smiling. You know when people are all like actually look good in their mugshots. And so when people, I think, initially saw this, they're like, oh, ha ha, the kid from The Sixth Sense. That's hilarious. And then they saw the video and they're like, oh, this is not a good thing. And while I completely get it, like, so many people are going through dark times. It really doesn't give you an excuse to behave like that.
And the things that he said, unacceptable. I didn't know much about it until seeing the TMZ report about it. And the video, you can't really see much. I tried to see like the snow, his helmet on backwards. I couldn't really see that. I did see that he didn't have a snowboard. So I was like, yeah,
something was up. But do you forgive in a situation like that? When someone says, look, I'm not asking for your forgiveness, but I'm going to atone for my mistakes in a situation like that, do you look at that and you say, you know what, the guy's down on his luck, hard times right now. It's hard to excuse behavior like that, but you also have to have a little bit of empathy for someone and what they're going through. So I'm sure we're going to hear more about this and charges and what is to come on that, but that is what's trending. All right, let's do this. It is time to win. It is time for Heads Up here on Mix 94.1. And we are giving you a really cool prize this morning, something that would be so helpful, I think, to a lot of us, a $100 Smart and Final gift card. Who wants it? All you got to do is be caller 20 and play Heads Up. You get to pick your category. And if you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, this gift card is yours. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Joseph, you're caller 20. Yeah. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's get you this $100 gift card to Smart and Final. You just have to pick a category here. Do you want to go with Poetic Justice or Bananarama?
Ooh. Bananarama.
Bananarama it is. Okay, so Wednesday was National Banana Day, and these are all things that are associated with bananas, okay?
All right.
Okay, 6 and 60 is all we've got to do. I know we can do this. Let's go.
You guys got this. All right, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
Okay, this is an animal that's typically known for loving bananas.
Monkeys.
Yes. To get to the inside, you have to remove this part of it. I'm going to do this to my banana to get into the inside. I'm going to
kill it.
Yes. This is it's something you bake using them. It's very tasty.
Banana bread.
Yes. This is a video game where you have to avoid the bananas on the road.
Donkey Kong.
No, it's close, but you're
Mario
in a...
Mario Kart?
Yes. This is a dessert. It has 3 scoops of ice cream and then it's like different...
Banana split.
Yes. This is the vitamin you get from it. It's symbolized by the letter K, but it doesn't start with a K. There's a lot of this vitamin in a banana.
Potassium?
Yes! Nice! Yes! Yes! Oh my gosh, Joseph! You got it! Congratulations!
Stay ready. Let's go!
I love it! You just got a $100 gift card to Smart and Final. You can buy a lot of bananas there with that. So congratulations, Joseph. And we are going to have more chances for you to win coming up in less than a half hour from right now. Your chance to win a $425 diamond pendant from Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers with Beep Mercedes. It is all to come here in just a few minutes. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Living in Las Vegas, we get tipping, right? It's part of the culture here. So many people in this town work in hospitality and service and entertainment, and tips, they make such a huge difference in how people make a living. But lately, some people are saying that tipping is going from a very generous gesture that people can make to something that we are being guilted into.
Yeah, there's actually a hotel that's getting backlash for doing something that I'm trying to understand, and maybe you can give me some advice, or listeners can too. It's a hotel's getting backlash after a guest posted a picture saying that they saw this in their room. It was a QR code asking for tips for housekeeping. And people on this post are saying that tipping's out of control, especially when hotel prices are up and services are down. Like, people are already paying for $40 for parking and all these extra fees and resort fees. It's as if it's like, where do we draw the line? Are companies pushing tipping onto us to avoid paying fair wages? Or do you think something like this is just like, hey, do it if you want. It's just an option. Here's the QR code. A lot of people don't have cash on us, so this is another option.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I am in the minority here, but I like that there is a QR code option for tipping housekeepers. Most of us don't carry cash anymore. So unless you are planning ahead, it's really easy to just forget or not just have the option. And let's be real here. Housekeepers work hard. Okay, they are flipping mattresses and they're scrubbing showers and they're folding towels into swans and stuff. Like, they deserve.
Very talented, by the way.
They are. They deserve to be tipped. They just as much as your barista does, you know? And I feel like that's one of those professions that doesn't get tipped enough. Anytime I stay in a hotel, I always tip the housekeeper. Now, that being said, I do get people's frustrations because it feels like tipping has crept into literally every. Sometimes it's for services and you're like, wait, why am I tipping here? But for me, housekeeping, I feel like that is one of those behind the scenes jobs that gets overlooked. And if this QR code makes it easier to show a little appreciation, I am all for it. I think it's a great idea.
Interesting. Okay.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Sophie, good morning. What's your take?
My take is, I feel like it is that we should tip because they clean like 20 to 30 rooms a day, and it's deserving. Also, me being in the field a long time ago, sometimes the managers used to go in the rooms before us and take our tips, and it's hurtful to us.
Oh my
gosh. That's another thing. Yeah.
Now, that's the thing with this QR code system. How do I guarantee it's going to the housekeeper? Like, that's the thing. And so sometimes, like, I'll go down to the front desk and I'll actually ask for cash, and when we leave and we see the housekeepers with the carts, we're like, are you cleaning this room? And they'll be like, yeah, like, here's your tip, and like give it directly to them. But that is so messed up. What do you guys think? The QR code making tips easier, or is it just adding more pressure? 702-364-9400. Thank you, Sophie. Let's talk to David. David, what do you think?
Hey, good morning. I definitely think housekeepers should be tipped. I don't really like the QR code, just because then it kind of goes into a tip pool where they all got to share. I'd rather just, you know, give the cash directly to the worker.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's the best way to ensure that it gets to the person. But I guess I'm for it if it means even something will go to the housekeepers. Thanks, David. Let's talk to Monique. Monique, what do you think? QR codes for tipping in hotels. Monique.
Yes.
Hey.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, you're good. What do you think?
I think that they should, I mean, that it just gives them another option. And so since housekeepers kind of get paid so little, then, I mean, it just gives them another way. So I'm all for it. But how he said about, you know, the individual getting it directly, that also makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, like that's what you have to worry about. We're getting actually some texts here. This one says, in hotels, when you use the QR code, you pay a fee. I will never use it again. It's a money grab for the hotels too. Bring cash. Okay, if that's the case, yeah, then now I have a problem because it's almost like you have to pay the hotel in order to tip them. And it's just, are the hotels just trying to find more and more ways to make money, which can be very frustrating. Anthony, 24 years in the casino industry. What's your take on this?
Those housekeepers absolutely deserve every extra dime they get. the people that come over the weekend, especially from a certain state next to us, are absolutely filthy pigs when they check out. You got to see some of these rooms when they leave. If you ever watch The Hangover, a lot of times the rooms look like that.
Oh, like tigers
disgusting.
In the room?
And who is it? Those people from Utah, Anthony?
Yeah. I was thinking Arizona.
Utah or Idaho. I know. Or Arizona.
Oh, my God. I know. I think we all know what you're referring to. It's a, yeah. Just tip your housekeepers. It's just, if anyone deserves it, it's them.
Yeah.
Granted, there are some professions where I'm like, you're not getting a tip for grabbing me that bottle of water.
Yes, or I'm thinking about like all the times I've stolen towels off of their cart, and they're like, what the heck,
girl? At least tip them for being a thief. Come on now.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, I have some really good news this morning. We talked about this yesterday. Metro Police made an arrest last night in the case of a dog thrown into a dumpster and abandoned. Alexis Flores, he faces 3 counts of animal abuse related charges. Animal Protection Services responded to the call about an animal abuse incident around 9 a.m. on Monday near Jones and Cheyenne. The video that we've all seen shows a man wearing red shorts and no shirt getting out of a vehicle, grabbing the small dog by the neck, who has since been named Atreyu, and forcefully throwing it into the dumpster. A neighbor found the dog on Tuesday, and the dog was recovering and is doing fine now. Flores is due to make his initial court appearance on Friday afternoon.
Gosh, so glad they caught the guy. Thank God for our law enforcement. But I don't know if this is true. I still need to, maybe you know this. Is it true that he's on bail for $50?
I did not see that.
Okay,
but I'm not saying that's not true. I did not see that though.
Okay, I'm looking online, and that's why I'm saying I need to
$50 bail.
That's what I'm saying. If it's 50,
where did you see that?
This was under Vegas Pet Rescue Project posted this morning that he was arrested, and I'm looking in the comment section to see what other people are saying about him, and I saw a comment that said, "I just saw on the news." This was 39 minutes ago. They posted this on the comment section. Just saw on the news. He's out on bail for $50. Are you serious?
That disgusts me to no end.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is true, but I saw that and I need a fact check. Wow. But if that's true, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, that is really, really disappointing if that is the case. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll definitely keep you posted. Also this morning, Drake, he is really committed to this lawsuit against Universal Music over Kendrick Lamar's song Not Like Us. Okay, you probably know Drake is claiming Universal, which is also his label, helped defame him by promoting this song Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar, where Kendrick calls him a pedophile. Well, Drake just amended his lawsuit to add that Kendrick's Super Bowl halftime performance introduced the song to millions of new listeners and caused, quote, even more people to be duped into believing that Drake was a pedophile. It also calls the performance the first Super Bowl halftime show orchestrated to assassinate the character of another artist. Now, in this new amended lawsuit, Drake says Universal actually negotiated and promoted the show after he filed his initial lawsuit back in January, and they have to be held accountable. So he's basically saying, like, he filed a lawsuit with them before the Super Bowl halftime performance, and then once they realized they were suing him, they're like, go at him in that performance, and then elevated it to be even worse.
This whole thing's messy, but I love it. I do. I mean I'm a huge Drake fan, and I can talk about this for so long, but it's funny to see him doing lawsuits about it when, honestly, I think to me it's bringing up his fame even more. So, like, I get it, maybe not in the light that he wants, but I'm still a Drake fan. Even after Kendrick Lamar came out with the Super Bowl halftime performance, I love Kendrick and I love Drake, but the thing that I love have a bad taste in my mouth is Drake going and doing all these lawsuits. I don't think it's necessary.
Do you think that Drake lost fans, though? I know you are still a fan, but do you think he lost fans from this?
I do think that he lost fans from this, yes. But I don't think that it's the end of his career.
Hmm. It'll be interesting to see where this lawsuit goes, because how many, not just rap songs, but songs in general are like complete diss tracks. And if everyone that was on a diss track like sued,
yeah,
this would all be music lawsuits all over the place.
That's the art form. This is rap. That's the game that you play. So I don't know.
Well, we'll see on that. And finally this morning, this excites me to no end. Another 90s classic is making a comeback, Clueless. Alicia Silverstone is returning as Cher for a sequel series on Peacock. There aren't any plot details yet, and it's not known if she's going to be joined by anyone from the original cast, like Paul Rudd or Donald Faison or Stacey Dash. But the writer and director and producer of the 1995 original movie, they are set to executive produce alongside Alicia. They say that this is going to be just a TV series that is basically Cher as an adult. Ooh. And I am so here for it. I used to love that movie when I was a kid. I thought that was like the best movie ever. I can recite every single line from that movie.
Although when I grew up, I used to watch it as a kid. I grew up, didn't know that she had a crush on her,
stepbrother? Yeah. Paul Rudd. Yeah. But I mean, let's be honest. There was no blood relation there. And I mean, it's Paul Rudd. Come on.
True.
Broadcasting live. It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Jessica, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're caller 20. You ready to play Beat Mercedes?
Yes, ma'am. I am.
All right. You just have to guess the song faster than I can. I'm going to leave the room and you're going to take a shot of this. Steph is going to play the song for you. And as soon as you know the answer, just shout it out, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, I'm out of here. Good luck, Jessica. $425 diamond pendant up for grabs. So just use that as motivation, okay?
All right, bye. Bye, Mercedes. Mercedes is leaving the studio. All right, Jessica, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, shout out, got it, super loud into the microphone of your phone. We stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jessica. Take a deep breath, because the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
How you doing, young lady? The feeling that you're giving really drives me.
I got it.
Go ahead.
It's Promiscuous Girl by Nelly Furtado.
Okay. All right, I'm bringing Mercedes in. All right, Jessica, you're out in Henderson. You're on your way to work. What do you do for a living?
Yeah, I'm the talent acquisition at OnTrack.
Awesome. That's awesome. Okay, she's back. Mercedes, welcome back.
Hello, hello.
Okay, let's get this started. Okay. I'm writing one thing down. The next sound that you hear, Mercedes, is the song. And that song, and that song starts now.
How you doing?
Got it.
What you got?
Promiscuous by Nelly Furtado and Timbaland.
Ooh, I love it when you add both. Features, by the way.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Just as like a little added bonus, who the feature is. Yes, okay. So you stop the clock at 1.7 seconds.
Okay.
And you're correct.
Okay.
Now, Jessica, stop the clock at 3.9 seconds. And she said Promiscuous Girl by Nelly Furtado.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, darn it.
It's just Promiscuous.
I mean, it has to be, the exact title. And well, still, I guess I would have beaten you anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, Jessica. The good news is our diamond pendant just got bigger. $450 on Monday when we play Beat Mercedes. And let's play the song now. Promiscuous, Nelly Furtado featuring Timbaland. It's Mix 94.1.
How you doing, young lady? The feeling that you're giving really drives me crazy.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I'm so mad at myself this morning. I think I was almost scammed. Have you ever made a purchase online and something just was not sitting right with you and you're like, is this legit? But like your want for the product got the best of you. When were you almost scammed? 702-364-9400. I'm scrolling TikTok. I'm minding my own business. I see this ad for this makeup. And the way they're like, they're selling it, like these influencers, I was influenced. They were like, it's this peptide makeup with all skincare in it. And it's 90% skincare, and it's gives your skin a bounce and da da da.
So this person wasn't like an ad, like from the company. It was an influencer trying to sell you.
It was like an influencer, but I noticed like there were no likes on it. And I just thought it was weird. I kept getting them, different influencers. And I'm like, huh. So I kept pressing on the link, and then it would take me to this website. Like, it didn't even go to that person's page. But I still overlooked it. I was like, So I go to the website. I find my color match. And I notice something kind of odd. Man, there were so many red flags I ignored. I really shouldn't have. But the brand name of this makeup, it's not the name of the website. The website name is something different. And I thought, a little sketchy, but I still go for it because I'm a risk taker, you know? And apparently I'm still very, very easily influenced. So I'm checking out, and something in me, I don't know if it's like the Taurus in me, like being ultra cautious, something in me says, use PayPal. Don't put your credit card number in. Protect your coins. And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to use my PayPal. That way I feel like I have a little bit of an extra layer of protection there. And I listened to my gut, and I'm so glad I did, because 2 seconds later, I get this email from PayPal saying, let me find it here. It says, you authorized a payment to, and it's all in Mandarin. It's all like the symbols. And I was like, So I take that. I copy and paste it in a Mandarin to English translator. And this is what it sounds like in Mandarin.
武汉泛庆网络科技有限公司.
That's what it said. Mm. And I was like, please translate. And it was like Wuhan something laboratory. I'm like, Wuhan, is that where like the COVID whole thing started?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wait, what? Oh, my gosh. Am I buying this from China? Like, what is going on here? And so now I'm like panicking. I am seriously panicking. I'm like, So I immediately go to file a dispute with PayPal. And it says, please email the company to see if you can do this. So I email the company. I was like, please cancel this. I don't want to buy this anymore. Please cancel. And they actually respond the next day. And they tell me that if I want to cancel the dispute, that I have to just trust them. That not in so many words. They say if you have to, they said, please, where is it? Please close the dispute on PayPal, and then we will refund your money. And I'm like, sure.
Nope.
No way am I doing that. So like, I don't even respond. I was just like, nope. No, sir, this is not a group project. I am not removing the dispute until I see a package or a refund. I may have impulse buy my mystery makeup, but I am not that gullible. So here's the plot twist that I did enjoy. I disputed with PayPal, and they ruled in my favor. I got my money back. But like, I Googled the website name, and there's this like website that can tell you if things are a scam website or not. And it said there was a high chance that this was a scam.
Oh my God.
I can't believe I fell for it. I don't know.
So unlike you, by the way.
I know.
You're so good at these things. And I feel like you have a really good intuition. So I'm glad you got your money back, but I'm sorry that you got scammed.
Almost scammed. Almost. I got my money back. Have you ever been in that almost, or maybe you did get full on scam? 702-364-9400. Tony, what happened to you?
Hey, how you doing, Mercedes?
Good.
Yes. So recently, my fiance and I started collecting Stanleys. You know, the cups?
The cups, yeah, of course.
The 40-ounce tumblers are so beautiful. So we've been buying kind of like the hard-to-get ones on like eBay, and I found a couple on Amazon. And I bought a Barbie peaches and cream, and it was 100% fake. And so, you know, I wrote the guy back, and I tried to get eBay involved. And basically, eBay doesn't care that they sell fake Stanleys, and they wouldn't give me my money back. So I wrote a huge scathing review. And the guy says, if you promise to take this review down, I'll give you your money back. I go, fine, no problem. But I'm donating this. I'm going to destroy it, and you're not getting it back. And he agreed, and he actually gave me my money back. So it was a stand-up seller. But then I had a second one I bought. The guy wasn't a stand-up seller. And you have to be very careful buying Stanleys because there's a lot of fake ones out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of fake everythings out there. So you didn't lose any money on it, but because you fought it, basically.
Well, yeah, but I did lose money on the second one that I bought. Like, I bought another Barbie. I can't remember what it was, but the guy wouldn't give me my money back. And eBay, basically, they don't care. So don't buy Stanleys on eBay, anybody.
You got to be careful with anything, Tony. I'm sorry that happened to you. Kim, did you get scammed from something on social media?
Totally got scammed. Totally got influenced to buy these cute dresses. They were like eyelet lace, and they had built-in shorts underneath them. I loved it. So if you buy one, you got the second one half off. So, of course, then I said, sure, I'll get the second one. They didn't ship it forever. I'm, like, reaching out to them. I finally get a package in the mail. Girl, they sent me just a swatch of material in the color of the dresses. Just a swatch.
Oh my gosh, no. You literally got half off. It was like half of the dress that you ended up getting.
Yeah, you got to make it yourself at this point.
Oh no, I'm so sorry, Kim. You got to be careful. I'm so bummed that I fell for that. I'm not proud of myself.
That's okay. We live and we learn. We don't buy off things off TikTok ads unless it's verified.
Unless it's through like the TikTok shop. I feel like that's, you know.
Yeah.
But this went directly to this website. And yeah, when the name of the website doesn't say the name of the product, probably a red flag, but you know. So, all right, it is time to win. Time to win with the Mega Minute. Who is ready to get themselves a 4-pack of Resort Hopper tickets to Legoland, California? All you gotta do is conquer the Mega Minute. It is 60 seconds and 10 questions. You get all 10 of those questions correct in that time, and you will win the tickets. We had a winner this week. We'd love to end the week with another one. So caller 20, you get to take on the Mega Minute right now. Now, our number is 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Andrea, good morning. You're caller 20. How exciting. You are up for these 4-pack of tickets to the Legoland California Resort. And I hear you have some help this morning. Who's with you?
I'm in the car with a pack of teenagers.
Well, hi, pack of teenagers. So you have your son Carter in there, right?
Yes.
And then his friends, who are they?
That's Chase and AJ.
What's up, Carter, Chase, and AJ? How you guys doing?
What up? Good. How are you?
Good. All right. Here's the deal, you guys. We want to make you a winner. So if anyone knows the answer to the questions I ask, just shout it out. If I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on to the next question. You got to get 10 correct in 60 seconds. You guys think we can do this?
I hope so.
Okay. You guys can do this. Okay, Andrea, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the 60 seconds for the Mega Minute, it starts now.
How many days are in a week?
7.
Yes. What instrument has black and white keys?
Piano.
Yes. Which hip-hop legend performing at Coachella is known for her songs Get Your Freak On and Lose Control?
Missy Elliott.
Yes. Rory McIlroy won the Masters tournament in what sport?
Golf.
Yes. What is Eminem's real name?
Martha Mathers.
Yes. What animal do we associate with Easter?
Bunny.
Yes. What do geologists study?
Rock.
Yes.
Earth.
What baseball team has won the most World Series championships?
The Yankees.
Yes. What cartoon is associated with the song Mail Time with Steve?
Mail Time with Steve? What, can you repeat it?
What cartoon is associated with the song Mail Time with Steve?
Clark.
Yes, Lewis and Clark's expedition was led by which famous woman?
Sacagawea.
You got it!
Oh my God!
We have conquered the Mega Minute, Andrea and Carter and Chase and AJ.
Yeah, got it!
This is incredible. This is two winners back to back.
I love it. The teamwork. You guys killed it, and you just got yourself a 4-pack of Resort Hopper tickets to Legoland California. Congratulations!
Woohoo!
I mean, if you guys want a masterclass on how the Mega Minute is won, you just got it from Andrea, Carter, Chase, and AJ. That was fabulous. Yes. Congratulations, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And here's the deal. We actually have a bonus 4-pack of these Legoland Resort Hopper tickets to give away. And we'll give those away at the end of next hour, the end of the 8 o'clock hour. Make sure you are listening for your bonus pack of tickets. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, so we all know about Luigi Mangione. He's the 26-year-old who's been federally indicted for the December 4th murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Manhattan. So he gets indicted yesterday. It's a 4-count indictment. It includes 2 counts of stalking, 1 count of murder with a firearm, and 1 firearm offense related to the use of a silencer. And federal prosecutors have announced their intention to seek the death penalty, making this a significant shift in the Department of Justice's capital punishment policy. His defense team argues that the decision to pursue the death penalty is definitely politically motivated. It undermines due process. They filed motions to prevent prosecutors from seeking capital punishment, saying that there were procedural violations and that it's the influence of public statements that have been made by Attorney General Bondi that have influenced them to go for the death penalty. He has pleaded not guilty to both state and federal charges, and he's still in custody right now.
You're him. You're 26 years old, accused of killing. And just, would you rather, let's say you had an option of life in prison or the death penalty? What would you decide?
I would want to stay alive, honestly. Yeah. I know it wouldn't be much of a great life, probably, but I don't know. It's this whole story, and I know there's a lot of, he's developing quite a fan base, and I don't agree with the way businesses run either, but you just can't go out and shoot people.
No.
You know, it's just it's such a confusing case because I do understand the anger towards like big business and these insurance companies. And gosh, you know, I think we've all had a run in with insurance where we've had to deal with stuff, and it's frustrating. So I get that side of it, but yeah, no.
Yeah, you don't go out and kill someone just because of your frustrations for an insurance company.
It's scary stuff out there. Also this morning, a new Star Wars movie is being made, and guess who is starring in it? It is none other than Ken himself, Ryan Gosling.
No way!
Yes! This is going to be so fun. The actor made the announcement yesterday at a Star Wars convention in Tokyo, and he said this new film, it's going to be called Star Wars Starfighter, and it reportedly will be a standalone film, unconnected to the Luke Skywalker saga. And it's going to be directed by Sean Levy, who just had a huge hit with Deadpool and Wolverine. And Gosling, he told fans that this script is so good. It has great and original characters. But we have a while to wait on this one. Star Wars Starfighter is scheduled to hit theaters in May of 2027.
Oh, geez.
So it's a ways away on this one. Go ahead.
I love the Star Wars stuff. I mean, I love all the movies. I loved The Mandalorian. And there was another show that was based off the Star Wars series that I didn't get into. And I didn't watch season 2 of The Mandalorian. I, in my opinion, think they're doing too much with the Star Wars series.
It's going too much.
It's doing too much for me. It's kind of like the Marvel thing when they go off and they go into different universes. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, I mean, as much as I love Ryan Gosling, I don't know if I'm going to watch the show.
I will watch it because of Ryan Gosling. I agree with you. I think there, I'm a huge Star Wars nerd, but I think there was one, was it Andor?
There you go.
I didn't watch that one.
Same.
It's just, I was kind of like, yeah, I'll get to it. I wanted to watch it, but I just never got to it. So are they doing too much? Or are we just not true Star Wars fans? That is the question.
Good debate there. Maybe you're right.
Finally, this morning, if you have kids and you're of the Catholic faith, you'll probably be spending Sunday enjoying some springtime egg hunts in the grass. If you don't have kids, you may just be enjoying the grass because it is 420, you know. And over the past decade, cannabis has become legal for recreational use in 24 states, ours included. That's about half the country. But despite that, marijuana use has really plateaued in the United States. There were a lot of years of growth in getting high, but according to annual surveys, regular weed use has mostly leveled off over the past 4 years in America. Last year, or this year, 17% of people say they use cannabis daily for medical or recreational purposes. 11% say monthly, 3% say a few times a year, and a whopping 69% say they rarely or never use marijuana. And those numbers excuse the people who said that they preferred not to answer. So there's some big differences there in the data. Millennials are the generation where marijuana use is still climbing steadily, and edibles, they are still becoming more popular, while smoking weed has really declined in the past few years.
I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with Gen Z. I think that they've stayed away from the alcohol and the weed, maybe not the vape, but I think that has a lot to do with the numbers, and good for them. I think that they're really noticing something like the sober life.
Yeah, I think so too. And I do notice, like, with my friends who do partake, it's all edibles. Like, that's all that they use. And you have to be careful if you go to their house and they offer you something. Like, wait, wasn't this? I don't know.
I know which friend you're talking about. I get afraid to go over to their house. Broadcasting
live. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I see you working on something over there, and I see someone on hold. What is happening here?
Okay, so I noticed that we get a lot of callers, a lot of texts and emails with their dilemmas, and they really, really want to get advice from you, Mercedes. And I thought, you know what? I think this would be fun because, Mercedes, there's two sides of you, I think, that I see from you. Maybe maybe other people might see too. But I think there's that one side of you that's very, like, loving and caring and nurturing and just an overall amazing mother.
Okay.
Not saying you're not to this other side.
What's the other side?
I think the other side to you is you have really strong opinions.
Mm-hmm.
You give it to me. You give it to people straight. And it's like no nonsense. So I thought this would be fun. A fun bit that I'd love to premiere called Mertz Knows Best.
Oh, we have an inside joke that my alter ego is Mertz.
Yes.
And that's like, that's the no-nonsense sassy Mercedes.
Yes.
Mercedes is sweet. Mertz is, she's going to tell you like it is.
And then sometimes it's needed. So I thought for Mertz Knows Best, you're going to channel both sides. The loving, sweet, supportive Mercedes. And then your alter ego, Mertz, where you've had enough of everyone's nonsense and you're not afraid to say it. Okay?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So we have someone on hold.
What is this called? Mertz Knows Best?
Mertz Knows Best.
Okay. So we get Mercedes' opinion on something, and then we have to channel Mertz and then get her opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I feel like this split personality thing is a reality for me. Okay. So who's on the phone then?
So we have Jessica on hold with her dilemma.
Okay. Jessica, hey, good morning. Welcome to Mertz Knows Best. What's up?
Hey, guys. So basically, I'm calling because my 16-year-old son just asked me, if he can go to Coachella with some friends. And honestly, I'm kind of freaking out a little. Like, I don't know. Do I let him go? Should I sneak an air tag in his backpack? Like, listen, I want to trust him, but it's Coachella. And I just don't know what the heck I'm supposed to do over here.
Oh, man. I see what you mean, Steph, because I literally feel both sides at work here. Okay, so we want Mercedes' opinion first.
We want the loving, sweet Mercedes now.
Okay, so Jessica, here's the deal. I totally understand your concern. It's Coachella, huge crowd. But your baby's still your baby, right? Even if they're, I think you said 16 years old. But I do feel like it's a big trust building moment. And if he's mature and responsible and going with a group that you think is a safe group, maybe it's time to give him a little freedom and some smart boundaries. And so instead of maybe sneaking a tracker in his shoe, just like be up front with him, say, I trust you. But I need some peace of mind. So can we compromise? Like, can we Life 360 or can I put you on I'm sure you have him on Find My or something like that. And maybe just ask him to check in a couple of times a day just so you feel better. You'll get more respect from him being honest than if you're sneaky about the whole situation. So
we love that sweet, loving Mercedes, but we know what's real deep down inside.
Oh,
it's Mertz.
Okay, hold on a second. I want to try something.
Okay.
I apologize.
Mertz needs to come
back. Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Yes, this works. Okay. I feel in my mind Mertz has a different voice. And so I'm going to turn on this voice thing. Hopefully this works. Okay, you ready for Mertz's opinion?
We're ready. We've been ready for Mertz's opinion.
This is the no-nonsense, the blunt, the sassy. Check. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, girl, you are gonna need more than a tracker. You need a drone, a prayer circle, and a direct line to security. Coachella at 16? That's not a concert. That's a choose-your-own-adventure with glitter and questionable decisions. I say go with him. Not in matching outfits. Not to embarrass him. But just to be there. Let him hang with his friends. But mama keeps one eye open. And if that's not an option, yeah. Put a tracker in his shoe, his sock, and his water bottle. I'd be planting air tags like they're Easter eggs.
Wow! Mertz is back! That's the Mertz I wanted to hear.
It works. I like that. I like dark Mertz.
We need more of Mertz. Mertz needs to come out more. Can we make this a feature on our show where we get both Mercedes and Mertz, please?
We can make it happen. If you have a situation that you want an honest opinion, a loving, kind opinion from Mercedes and a sassy, blunt opinion from Mertz, you got it. We can do. Mertz knows best.
It's like Mercedes Jekyll and Hyde over here. I love this.
I'm just excited that I can do that. I wonder if we can rewind. Can we rewind the show to go back to where it started that? Hold on. I love how it sounded.
Oh, girl, you are going to need more than a tracker. You need a drone.
Oh, girl. That's how you're going to start every break is, oh, girl, you're going to need a tracker. You're going to need more than that.
It's Mix. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I have a question for guys, and I guess ladies too, but mostly guys. So when you go to shake a woman's hand, guys, do you feel like, are you afraid to give a woman a firm handshake? Or are you worried that it may come off as too aggressive? Or are you kind of like, oh, she can't handle my handshake, I'm going to take it down a notch? Have you ever experienced that before?
Yeah, I have.
Last night, I was at a school function for my daughter. It was like a banquet type situation. And we're meeting people, parents, teachers, very, very formal, very polite. And this guy comes up to my husband and introduces himself, and I see him. He gives Matt like this solid, confident handshake.
Yeah,
I see that. And it was almost like, hello, fellow man, and just shaking hands.
Ew.
Then he turns to me and he just kind of doesn't do anything. He nods. So I stick my hand out like, hi, I'm Mercedes. Nice to meet you. And he kind of like looks surprised, like, whoa. And so
It was like I almost offered him a handful of glitter or something. Like he was like, oh. And so he put his hand out and he gave me the limpest, weakest little handshake I've ever received. It was so bizarre. It was giving like, oh, you're a girl. Got to give you this limp one. And I don't want to say that. I don't want to assume and like think it's a disrespect thing. I really don't. I'm wondering, like, guys, do you think like, I can't go too hard on this. I don't want to appear overly aggressive. Like, is that your mindset? Or is it like, oh, you're a woman, like, whatever. I really want to give guys the benefit of the doubt on this one, you know, because I've gotten it so many times. You know, I don't need you to crush my knuckles, sir, but I can get a respectable squeeze. Like, you can go. And I left that moment wondering, like, do we not get the good handshake? Is there some unspoken girl handshake protocol that I missed? 702-364-9400. And ladies, do you experience that too? Like, what is that? Because again, I want to give guys the benefit of the doubt. I don't want to say like they're doing that out of disrespect. Maybe they're like genuinely worried about like crushing our hands or something like that.
Yeah, and I don't think you're overreacting whatsoever. I think that your argument is valid. Like, a handshake, it's a universal sign of respect, and it shouldn't change, like, based if you're a guy or a girl. And if my husband, like, if James was meeting somebody, and it could be anybody, it could be like someone high up, it doesn't matter what status that he's in or she's in, if you're giving a firm handshake to James, I should deserve that same exact handshake. And like, oh, just because you're a girl, I'll give you a little limp handshake. No, I deserve that same handshake back to me.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I feel too. But again, maybe they're like, okay, I don't want to be like that guy who's like squeezing this poor woman's hand. So again, I'm trying to like give the benefit of the doubt. Just got this text. It says, some religious groups pretty much forbid a married man from touching another woman. So maybe, I mean, is that a possibility that he wasn't gonna shake my hand? Maybe that it was a religious thing. This text says, I feel it's the same with hugs. We don't get the same hugs.
Ah.
What do you think about the hugs?
The hugs is different for me. I don't want a hug. I don't want a hug from nobody except if I know you, I will give you a hug. I'm here for the handshakes. But I like, if it's a, like, let's say a client is coming in and I'll meet them and I'll give them a firm handshake. And if we record a commercial or something, or if we're after a meeting, if I feel connected to you or I feel that comfortability with you and you're a professional client, I'll give you a little hug. I'll give you a little pat on the back.
I think I crossed the line on the hug thing. Like, we've had clients in here and then we finish and I'm like, all right, well, thank you. And I go in for the big hug and they're like, whoa, like, oh my gosh. This text says, right hand little feeling, don't know own strength. Oh, so for you personally, you don't know. So maybe he's like trying to hold it down a notch. Mm. I don't know. It's just something I notice. And I wonder if guys are scared, but it's like, you know, you don't, it's not like you're handing me a baby bird. You just, you can go in there, give me a grip. I'm not, you know, gonna take offense to it. If anything, I feel like I'd have a lot of respect for you. Like, yeah, that's right, giving me that. This one says, I feel like handshakes may be a dying gesture, especially after COVID. Not going to lie, I don't know when the last time I offered a handshake was, and I do work in a professional setting. Mm-hmm. I was that same way. I loved that the handshakes went away during COVID, but I feel like they've crept back into my world, unfortunately.
I love the 6-foot distance. I missed that from COVID. Like, yeah, get away from me. I'm good.
I know. I need my distance. But if you do get into my realm, give me a handshake with some grip, please, sir. Thank you very much. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Haley, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
We are great. You are caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes, so excited.
Stevie Nicks tickets up for grabs. These are winnable before you can buy them, so this is very exciting. Let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Talk Flipper to Me or Sky's the Limit?
Sky's the limit.
All right. So Look Up at the Sky Day was on Monday. And these are all things that are associated with the sky. Okay?
Okay.
Things that are associated with the sky, all you need to do is get 6 in 60 seconds. I think we got this. Are you ready to do it, Haley?
I'm ready.
All right, you guys got this. Your 60 seconds for heads up. It starts now.
These are white and fluffy, and they're in the sky.
Cloud.
Yes, this shines really bright in the sky.
The sun?
Yes. You might see this at night, and it's like a flash in the sky. It's like, ooh, I just saw
a shooting star.
Yes. I don't even know how to describe that. Pass. This is something you might see like on a Sunday morning. A bunch of them go up in the sky, and they're like
hot air balloons.
Yes, yes. So this is, a lot of people fly these so they can get a bird's eye view of things. It's like a camera.
Drone?
Yes. This is when the moon passes in front of the sun. We get one of these.
Eclipse?
Yes.
Nice.
Wow. Haley, that was like not even difficult for you at all. Way to go. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I play every day in the car.
Oh, well, the playing has paid off because you just got yourself a pair of Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets to check out Stevie Nicks. She's going to be at the T-Mobile Arena on October 11th. You are in for free. Congratulations. And if you are still wanting to win these tickets before they go on sale at 10 a.m., no need to worry because we're going to have a bonus pair to give away next hour, the Friday Rewind, and, you know, we'll rewind it back to Stevie Nicks,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
So be listening for your cue to call. It's Mix. Andrea.
Yes.
Your caller 20.
No way.
Congratulations. You just got
That's
a four
so
pack of Resort Hopper passes to Legoland, California. Yeah. Why is that crazy, Andrea?
Oh,
it's your lucky
thank
day.
You.
My
son has been begging me to take him.
Oh, it's so fun. Have you been before?
We've never been. We were supposed to go for his birthday the year after COVID, but I had got pregnant and we didn't want to risk it.
Oh my gosh. It was meant to be. You were patient and patience has paid off and now you are going. We've got four Resort Hopper passes for you to Legoland, California. Have the best time. We are so excited for you. And the winning, it is not over. Like I said earlier, we will have a pair of Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets to see Stevie Nicks next hour during the Friday Rewind.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
We talked about this earlier this morning, and we actually talked about it on the show yesterday. Metro police have made an arrest in the case of a dog thrown into a dumpster and abandoned. Alexis Flores faces 3 counts of an animal abuse-related charge. Animal Protection Services responded to the call about an animal abuse incident around 9 a.m. on Monday near Jones and Cheyenne. And the video, you see a man wearing red shorts, no shirt, getting out of a vehicle and grabbing the small dog by the neck and forcefully throwing him into a dumpster. That dog we have gotten to know as Atreyu, and he is doing very well, recovering, doing fine. We talked about this yesterday, and this morning you had mentioned that you saw that the guy got out on $50 bail.
Mm-hmm. Is it true? Do you know?
I don't know. I hadn't heard anything else. I hadn't seen anything. We did get a text confirming that someone had heard the same thing. So
$50 bail.
Yeah, that just does not make any sense to me. I don't understand that. I'm just glad someone was caught, though.
True, but yeah. And it goes back to the whole Reba thing. Unfortunately, she didn't make it. And then we go to this situation. It breaks my heart to see these animals and all the things that they don't have a voice. We have to be their voice.
Yeah, and really want to thank Lindsay Pinnafell from the Vegas Pet Rescue Project, who came on the show yesterday, and we talked about this whole situation. So some good news in justice for Atreyu on that end. Also this morning, this may be a little TMI, so I'm just kind of throwing out the warning right now. But I think it's, you know, it's only taboo if you make it taboo, right? Okay, so Selena Gomez, she just learned to make sure her personal items are tucked away
when you take pictures for social media. The only Murders in the Building star didn't realize she was a little TMI in her April 6th Instagram post. She posted a bunch of different pictures on her Instagram. And thanks to eagle-eyed fans, it's now going viral because there was a bottle of something sitting on the windowsill above the couch that she was sitting on. Many of the posts about that item are not safe for work, but she knows better now. What was it? It was a bottle of personal lubricant.
No. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Is it still up?
Yeah, it's still up. I just checked. It's still up. It's one of the pictures in her Instagram.
Like her carousel?
Yeah. So okay. If you go to the April 6th one. Or is it April 5th? It's April 5th.
April 5th, okay.
Okay, and you go all... Oh, no, wait. It's not... Well, hold on. Oh, yeah. It's the one where she's laying on her couch.
Okay.
And there's like a fan in front of her. Do you see like that Dyson fan?
Yeah.
In front of her? Go to the windowsill and like zoom in. There's a bottle of something green. Then there's a bottle with a red cap on it, and then the bottle right next to it.
Hello. Plain sight. And I love how fans pointed this out. They were probably just scoping and zooming in to every single speck of this photo.
Hey, you know what? It ain't no shame. It's just, you know, you might want to be careful when you post. Have you ever posted something and then you didn't realize there was something in the background? Like, oh, I did not want that on there.
Yes, it was just recently. My went to a family vacation. Well, I wouldn't say vacation, but it was a family trip in Sacramento, and it was for my nephew graduating. And we had a group picture, and it was like we were separating the groups. It was like my mom's side of the family, his other side of the family, whatever. We take a group shot. My nephew in the back was trying to be funny, and in the back flips the camera off.
Oh,
flipped the camera off, and I posted it.
And you had no idea.
No, and so I deleted it right after.
Oh, you should have left it.
No.
You probably would have got more likes.
<It's> true.
All right, finally this morning. So a lot of people are still talking about the Katy Perry, Gayle King, Lauren Sanchez going to space thing this week. A lot, and they got really ridiculed for it. But would you go if you had the money? Most Americans in a new poll said no, they would not go. They wouldn't go to space, even if the money was no object. Around a third of us would do it. 31% said yes, and 55% said absolutely no way. Now, people who wouldn't go think it's either too risky, too bad for the environment, or they're just not interested. Some of us are more willing to go than others, though, especially men and young people. 39% of men would go compared to 23% of women, and people, half of the people in their 20s said yes, compared to just 19% of seniors. Would you go or no?
The only reason why I would love to go, and it's not even for the destination, it's during, once they get weightless, and like you could be weightless.
That part, yeah.
Yeah, but like getting there, it just seems so anticlimactic. It's like, okay, this is it. I'd rather take a trip to France or something like that.
That seems like a much better way to go, like first class everything. Did you see the way that Wendy's like went after Katy Perry?
No.
Okay, so like someone posted a picture of her up in space, and Wendy's, the fast food restaurant, posted, "Can we leave her up there?" And people were like, ouch, like that was really rude. Well, now they're kind of backtracking a little bit. Katie's camp, they were like, that was really disrespectful. That was really rude. Like, why would you publicly demean a woman like that? And so Wendy's, they issued a statement. It says, "We always bring a little spice to our socials, but Wendy's has a ton of respect for Katy Perry and her out of this world talent."
If they were doing something for marketing and to get out there and us talk about it, well, it worked. But it's not going to make the painting of the picture was not nice.
Exactly. Finally, this morning. So Rob Lowe and John Stamos, they are basically the same guy. Is this my fourth story?
It is. I'm like, continue because I want to hear it.
Why did I do four stories? I think I lost track.
It's okay. A hot four.
Okay. Yeah. You get a bonus story today. So they look a lot alike. And if you're a tour bus driver in Hollywood, you should probably know the difference, though, right? Okay, Rob Lowe is Rob Lowe, John Stamos, Uncle Jesse. So Rob Lowe shared a clip of a bus driver who did not know the difference between the two of them and told his clients that they were looking at Mr. John Stamos. So Rob walked up to the tourists, who all they knew who he was, and joked with the driver that he needed to get better at his job. Here's how that went down.
This is John Stamos. That he looks like.
Okay, guys, am I John Stamos?
He didn't know the difference, or do you think he did it on purpose?
Well, this is what the situation is so weird. It's like, how was it where Rob Lowe is standing in front of a tour bus, someone's recording him, and it just felt like a little bit set up. But from hearing the audio and watching the video, it did seem as if the tour guide was like, trying to play it off.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got this. No, I knew you were that person. Don't even worry. And then Rob, you could hear Rob saying, you need to get better at your job.
He was really, really, really upset about it. I get it. Rob Lowe, John Stamos, they're both like eternally hot and stuff and legally required to wear like leather jackets in their flashbacks and stuff. But if you're driving a Hollywood tour bus and you can't tell them apart, that's like mistaking like Beyonce for Shakira. Like, come on, hand over the mic, step away from the bus. You're not good at your job, sir.
Seriously.